different intermittent fasting methods. There are many different intermittent fasting methods out there, so in this video, we will take a look at the three methods that we feel are the best. We will look at some other intermittent fasting methods as well, and also help you to decide which method is best for you. So let's get on with it, shall we? Lean Gains from Martin Birkin. Lean Gains is probably the most commonly used intermittent fasting method in use today. The best things about this method are that it is fairly straightforward to follow, and it is also very effective. There are slightly different rules for men and women with lean gains. Men are recommended to fast for 16 hours, and women recommended to fast for 14 hours. This leaves them with an 8-hour and 10-hour eating window, respectively. To make the lean gains method work, it is really essential that you are consistent with your eating window. If you don't do this, then you will cause confusion with your body, and you are not likely to get the best results. Lean gains is a combination of intermittent fasting and exercise. The method recommends that you schedule your eating around your exercise routines. So, if your eating window stops at 8 p.m., then you should schedule your exercise session between 5:30 and 6 p.m. and finish your last meal before 7 p.m. It is a good idea to start your eating window when you have just finished your workout. When you do this, you will help your body to repair muscles, etc., as there is food available. You don't want to schedule your exercise session after your eating window, as there will not be much food, if any, to repair your body. Warrior Diet from Ori Hofmeckler. The Warrior Diet from Ori Hofmeckler is a lot more severe than Lean Gains. You have to fast for 20 hours each day and only a single large meal each night. The reason for this is that Ori believes that our ancestors used to do this. Nobody knows if our ancestors did have these kinds of eating habits, of course. At the end of the day, the Warrior Diet is very effective. Many people that have participated with the Warrior Diet have lost a lot of weight and seen significant health benefits. If you are new to intermittent fasting, the Warrior Diet may be a bit too much for you. You will probably be better off trying an easier method and then gradually decrease your eating window over a period of time until you reach the 20 hours of fasting recommended by the Warrior Diet. As a newcomer to intermittent fasting, it is going to be very tough tackling a 20-hour period of fasting. You need to be aware that the Warrior Diet does allow the eating of a few smaller meals during the eating window, but there are pretty strict rules about what you can eat and cannot eat. So if you think that you have the discipline to stick to the Warrior Diet, then it could be the best option for you. It works really well, but the fasting periods are long, and you can only eat certain foods during the eating window. Eat, Stop, Eat from Brad Pylon. This intermittent fasting program sells very well online. Eat, Stop, Eat has some pretty simple rules. You have to fast for a whole 24 hours two or three times a week. On your eating days, you can eat anything that you want. By using the Eat Stop Eat method, you will reduce your calorie intake each week so you will lose weight. You will not be deprived of your favorite foods with this method, so it makes it easier for you to stick with it. Some people really like the fact that they can eat what they want on the eating days, but fasting for a full day can be really tough, especially for beginners. So again, you may want to start with an easier intermittent fasting program and then work towards fasting for 24 hours. The 5-2 intermittent fasting method. This is another popular intermittent fasting method. What you do here is eat as you normally would for 5 days a week, and then on the other 2 days, you restrict your calorie intake to around 500 to 600 calories. Michael Mosley created this method and calls it the fast diet. The diet recommends that men can consume 600 calories on their fasting days and women 500 calories. It is up to you to choose the 2 days that you will fast, but it is not a good idea to choose two consecutive days, such as the weekend, as it will be very difficult to get through 2 days in a row with severe calorie restriction. On the days that you have chosen to restrict your calorie intake, you can choose to eat one meal or two or more small meals, as long as they do not exceed 500 or 600 calories. This is an effective method, but not one that we would recommend for beginners. Fasting for 36 hours. This is a tough intermittent fasting plan that does deliver good results. You will need to fast for a complete day and then another half a day. It is different to Eat Stop Eat, where after a 24-hour fast, you can eat. Here's an example of how the 36-hour fast would work. Let's say that you finish consuming a large meal by 8 p.m. on your first day. Your fasting window starts from here, and you will need to avoid eating for the entirety of the following day. You cannot resume eating again until 8 a.m. the day after this, giving a full 36-hour fast. There is quite a bit of evidence to show that this method produces fast results. Some studies show that it had some benefits for diabetics as well, but it's going to be a real challenge for you to go 36 hours without eating. You only need to perform the 36-hour fast once a week to achieve results. Fasting for alternate days. This is definitely not a good idea if you are new to intermittent fasting, but after a while, it may be something that you want to consider. The bottom line here is that you will eat one day and then fast the next. With some versions of this intermittent fasting diet, you can consume up to 500 calories on a fasting day. With others, you can only drink water. It will be difficult to maintain this regimen even as an experienced intermittent faster. You will have to get used to going to bed hungry a few nights each week. Some people swear by alternate fasting and claim that the results are really good. Extended fasting. Following the lean gains method where you eat for 8 hours and then fast for 16 hours, 8 hours of which you will be sleeping, is one of the easiest forms of intermittent fasting. Even the eat-stop-eat method is not that difficult once you get used to it. But this is not enough for some more experienced intermittent fasters. They want to extend their fasting period to 42 hours. This is very tough to do, but the results can be worth it in terms of weight loss and your overall health. Here's how it could work in practice. On day one, you finish your large meal, dinner, by 6 p.m. The following day, you cannot eat anything, and then the day after this, you can resume eating again at 12 noon. This is a full 42-hour fast. In order to make this work, we recommend that you do not restrict what you eat at all during your eating windows. This is definitely not suitable for beginners, so if you are just starting out, don't even think about doing this. Some experienced intermittent fasters will tell you that fasting for longer periods is definitely the way to go. There are people that believe if you fast for a full 7 days, this will help you to prevent cancer. We do not have any evidence to support this. It is technically possible to fast for a full 7 days or even 14 days. Some will tell you that the longer you fast, the better your mental clarity becomes. Again, we cannot offer any evidence to support this, so we recommend that you follow an intermittent fasting method where there is evidence that it works. Deciding on the right intermittent fasting method. It is essential that you use an intermittent fasting method that suits you and you are comfortable with it. The first step in deciding what intermittent fasting method to use starts with analyzing your current habits. This includes your existing eating habits, your working habits, your sleeping habits, and so on. Tailoring an intermittent fasting method that suits you is critical. Let's say that you have a job where you have to work nights. It is totally impractical to think that you will be able to fast at night because your hunger will take over. So choose your sleep hours as part of your fasting time, and then maybe start your eating window 6 hours after you wake up. We are assuming here that you will use the lean gains method of intermittent fasting, as it is one of the easiest. You also need to take into account that you may have other social commitments that will be a challenge to your intermittent fasting journey. It is inevitable that whatever fasting method you choose, that it will clash with your social life at some stage, so you will need to work around this. You need a way to ensure that you stick with your eating and fasting windows no matter what social pressures you find yourself under. Assess each method to see which one is more likely to work for you. It is natural that you will be keen to start intermittent fasting as you are now aware of the many benefits. This keenness can lead you to be overambitious and overestimate your willpower to fast for a long time. A 24-hour fast is likely to be extremely difficult for you. Your body will resist like crazy, and there will be a high probability that you will not last the distance and eat when you shouldn't. This will make you feel bad about not sticking to the method and will increase your chances of giving up on intermittent fasting before you have even gotten started. The reality of the situation is that you just went for too tough an option. If you set goals that are unreasonable, then it is very unlikely you will achieve them. So, unless you know that you can handle a long fasting period, choose an intermittent fasting method with a shorter period of fasting that you can extend if you want to. Is it okay to try one method and then change to another if it doesn't suit you? Absolutely, yes it is. But the problem here is that you may fail so badly with the first method that it puts you off of the whole idea of intermittent fasting. You know yourself better than anyone else does. It shouldn't be that difficult to decide which intermittent fasting method is going to be the most suitable for you. Getting it right the first time is always preferred. In the next video, we will discuss your diet during your eating windows.